With the drought causing extreme risks for wildfires, closures in parts of the Coconino National Forest went into effect on May 23rd. Since then, Forest spokesman George Josens says violations have decreased significantly as the public is more aware of the restrictions. He said they just had one illegal fire violation over the weekend. But he reminds those traveling to the forest that the restrictions are still in place.
Those fire restrictions means no campfires, no smoking, no welding, running engines, things like that. Anything that could cause a spark that would cause a wildfire.
Violators could face fines of up to $5,000 or even jail time for breaking restrictions, a Class 3 misdemeanor. Matt Kling, KJZZ News, Phoenix.